Hello, this is Amin Parker, and I'm back again with another podcast. Today's topic is about our life record. In this life, living in this world, you have to be very mindful of your record, your life record. Everything that you do is being recorded. So if you do the wrong thing, and if you get arrested, that's being recorded somewhere in some record book, in some database. If you are found guilty of any crime, that goes on your record. If it's a felony or a misdemeanor, whatever the case may be, it is all going on your record. These are things you have to be very mindful of when you are living in this real world. Everything that you do is being recorded. If you have children, then what you've done could negatively affect them. Whether it's emotionally or whatever the case may be, if they go online, they may see your record, they may see what you've done in this world, and it could very well be all out there on the internet for the whole world to see. People can look it up. Your own family members will remember you in a negative way. So if you ruin your record, then you just ruin your name, which is a brand. Your name, you should look at your name as a brand. Your last name is the brand that must be or should be passed down from generation to generation. And your offsprings don't want that name to be tarnished because that name will be applied to them. Now, that's why when you're living in this world, you must plan your life out at a very young, early age. Try your best to be very, very successful in a very positive way. Money isn't the be-all, end-all, but at least live your life accordingly so that when your time to leave the world comes, the family members that you leave behind will remember you in an honorable way. And society will remember you in an honorable way. Even if you went underneath the radar, even if you didn't commit any crimes, society will see you in a positive way. They will see that you graduated from high school because that would be out there a part of the record. People can look you up because, you know, maybe you went to this high school or that high school, you did graduate, and this information is in some sort of a database somewhere on earth. Try to go to college and graduate, or go to a trade school and graduate. But even if you don't do those things, even if you go into the job market right after high school, or even if you create your own business right after high school, that's good. That is good. It means you did not do anything wrong. You wasn't out here hustling. You did the right thing, the noble thing, the honorable thing. You living your life correctly while you were alive, okay? And that's why I said, when it is your time to leave the earth, society and your family will look at you in a very positive way and remember you in a positive way. You will not have a bad negative stigma applied to your name, which is your life record. Okay? So it's very, very important that you live your life accordingly. And I would say, this part right here is my opinion, but I would say if you're living your life according to the commandments from the Bible, if you're living your life accordingly to the commandments, if you are following the rules that Jesus Christ put out there for us, the rules that Moses obtained on the plaque, the Ten Commandments, which came by way of God, if you follow all of these rules, you will have no problem making it into the kingdom of heaven. You will be judged based on your life record as well when you go to heaven. Okay. Like I said, your life record is very important because you will be judged here on earth in the human world. Your name will always be judged even when you are long and gone. You don't want to be negatively spoken about. But when you go to heaven to be judged, whether you are judged in heaven or you are judged on the earth, some way, somehow, I don't know how that's going to be, but you will be judged in the afterlife. And if your life record speaks for itself because, hey, you lived your life honorable, you followed all the rules of the Bible to the best of your human ability, you're going to be saved. If you did everything that Jesus Christ spoke about and what we are supposed to be doing, and you believe in God and you believe in Jesus, you will be saved. You will be fine. You will be an angel amongst angels in heaven. Okay? But it's very, very, very important that you be aware of your life record. And you must have a squeaky clean record, whether you live on earth or when it's time to go to heaven. You need a squeaky clean record. You must have forgiveness for those who wronged you. Don't hold on to hate and malice and anger. Let it all go. Be a peaceful individual and you will be saved. This is Amin Parker. And until the next message, may God bless you all.